Lady, shut up! The fuck? Episode, was it 34?
Yeah, we're on 34, guys. What's up?
I don't think my thing is echoing. My headphones. Maybe. It's very faint, I feel.
Really? Let me hear it.
Alright.
Because it was working. Sorry. Technical difficulties. Hello, hello.
Am I just deaf?
Yeah, I think you're just deaf. Oh. You gotta get closer.
It's very tragic. Well, thank you. Welcome back to episode 34. If you've been with us for this long, thanks again. Hope you're following us on all of our social medias, including our Periscope. If not, we have two people in the Periscope right now.
We had five. But they left because we started way too early.
And the technical difficulties, there's a lot of confusion. But yeah. So, Amanda, do you have some current events that you would like to share with us today? Some stuff that's going on in the world?
There is a lot going on, y'all. All right, let's break it down. So, what we like to talk about here is some current events. So, convicted rapist Brock Allen Turner out of jail in 3 months. What do you think about that, y'all? He basically...
What was his original sentence?
He could have got up to 19 years, but the judge said it was special circumstances, and I think it was... I can't remember how long. Let's see if this says. It was going to be at least, I think, 6 years, but I could be wrong about that. But he got out in 3 months, and he was in like a county jail, not prison. What a fucking asshole. And there's something going around where it shows a guy that served 19 years in prison for marijuana, and this fucking asshole got out in 3 fucking months. Brock Allen Turner.
If you don't know who Brock Allen Turner is, he was a guy who raped a girl. She was unconscious, right? Behind a dumpster.
And he's a swimmer, and then
he's supposed to be like this all American like superstar swimmer. And his dad said something off the wall. I don't even remember what it was, but he got a lot of controversy about that. And then they did pretty much pulled the white privilege card onto him, which I mean I'm not gonna sit there and defend him because what he did was outrageous.
So that's that.
That's him. He's, you know,
an
guy
asshole
of the year.
Okay, so PewDiePie, who's like biggest YouTuber of all time.
He used to have the most followers.
But he was a victim of multiple Twitter hoaxes and lost 5 million followers. So basically, he thought that being verified on Twitter was stupid, so he unverified himself, and it was something. And then everyone thought he was like joining ISIS, and so they like unfollowed him. It's like this big weird thing. I don't know. But he lost 5 million followers because
that
of
he was joining ISIS.
Yeah, I have no idea. I didn't read the whole thing, but once I saw ISIS, I just stopped.
That's crazy.
So yeah, holy shit. Okay.
Percy said, "Oh my god, I'm famous." We also had the
you're famous.
The Periscope going on in the background.
Yeah.
So
if we start talking to them, that's what's going on. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something, and okay, I'm gonna see how you feel, and then I'm gonna tell you something else. Okay, let's do this. So the Aurora shooting survivors had to pay at least $700,000 to a theater chain. Does that piss you off?
Can you explain to me what you just said?
Yes. So remember the Aurora shooting where these people were watching The Dark Knight?
That's what I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. I didn't know the city as the reference to the shooting. Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys...
I knew it as, like, the Dark Knight shooting.
Yeah, so if you don't know the Dark Knight shooting where that guy dressed up kind of like Jokery and came into a theater and shot a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically what happened is... This article, like, does not explain it very well. So, this article was saying that these survivor people had to pay $700,000 in fines because of courts and all this. But I'm going to explain it further. So, basically, the article is total fucking clickbait. And I'm going to read you why. So, the victims sued the Aurora Theater for millions in 2012 because of the murders. Obviously, when that happens, you know, you don't do that. And the theater was willing to settle and not take it to court and pay them. But then the victims' families and the victims were like, no, we're going to take this to court even further. So the victims refused to settle, even though they knew that if they rejected the deal and the case moved forward under Colorado law, that they would be responsible for the $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
And basically now they're having to pay because
that
didn't
crazy
go their way.
That
so it's kind of messed up. But they should have just taken it. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you're like, if you your family member dies, you like want complete vengeance, or not vengeance, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
I don't know how to feel about that. Okay, Jared Fogle, Subway Man. Oh, this one fucking pisses me off. He, obviously, everyone knows that he went to prison for the whole porn incident. Mm-hmm. And so he is suing the parents of the child porn victim, saying that they screwed her up and that she's the reason that she posed for all these child porn. So basically, Jared Fogle, let's see if I can get the gist. He said frequently, He says that the parents... Still drunk from last night. He said the parents frequently fought and abused alcohol in front of the child, which caused her to suffer major depression and engage in destructive behaviors. So he's saying that because of them abusing alcohol and being, like, assholes in front of their child, okay, that they...
Okay, so my thing about that, though, he would have found somebody else.
Oh, I'm sure. He's in it. He's already in prison for 15 years. Like, you're fucked, dude. You have no life. You fucked it up. You're the one that did all the child porn. You had
free Subway for the rest of your life, and you messed it up. Now you're going to be eating gruel in prison.
I feel like people that have such a good thing always fuck it up. Why? Sure, Jared, it was her fault. He is a fucking idiot. So, to go on along with the idiot, sorry. But Chris Brown. Jesus Christ. So if you're wondering what the hell happened to Chris Brown, we still kind of don't know.
But that was crazy because I was on Facebook. Because, you know, Facebook, it's not really a big social media now, but you kind of just go on it when you're bored. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, repost articles and Pinterest stuff and, you know, stuff like that. So, but now they have that whole live video streaming.
Yeah, with the
which
news.
Is really cool because I think that's the first time I ever really saw it take off the way it did. And they had the live footage of them outside of Chris Brown's house for 4 hours on Facebook. And then finally, when he starts to come out of his house, they're like, will we ever know if Chris Brown will... And then they just cut off.
Yep. Oh, my
like,
God.
Oh, my God. I've been having this in the background for, like, 3 hours.
We are waiting.
And he never comes out. Like, I thought he was going to come out and, like, get shot or, like, something, like... crazy was about to happen. It didn't. It was very disappointing.
Yeah, so basically he was holding a gun to a woman and allegedly, like, he's not in the fault, he says. And
I heard, according to him, did you watch all of his videos? His Twitter videos?
He said, I guess he posted a shit ton of them.
Yeah, that he woke up to police outside of his house and that he never did it.
But then he wouldn't let them in the house without a warrant for 13 hours.
Yeah, he did something against, he was doing the Black Lives Matter thing. Oh, if you watch the
God.
If you're watching the Twitter stuff, he was going on rants about how, a couple weeks ago, his house got robbed, but the police never came, but when someone called on him, they came, like, right away.
It's probably because it's Chris Brown, not because Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I don't know. He was going crazy.
He's already done so much bad shit, but mm-hmm. he got out on $250,000 bond. That's why he's not still in jail right now, and they're still investigating what's going on. But, of course, it's a white woman, so it makes it all controversial.
Yeah, she's like Miss California or something, too, mm-hmm. and she had to put her Instagram on private.
Because people were giving her so much hate.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And she wrote in her bio something about Chris Brown. So that way you see it when you click on her page.
Fucking messed up. The only other thing I have going on is that Hurricane Hermine is expected to hit the East Coast. It's still on its way.
Oh, I had something on a current event. Did you see what's been happening to YouTube?
Oh, yeah. You can mention that if you want.
So, it's a big thing that's going around right now. A lot of the YouTubers are really mad about it, but they get... Obviously, YouTube is not a free medium. Ads and, like, companies that have ads pay these YouTubers, so that's how they, you know, sustain their lives. So, a lot of the videos, according to these companies, aren't user-friendly because of cursing or violence or, which, honestly, everything nowadays has cursing, violence, sex, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the YouTube... stuff, they just talk about violence or they just talk about sex, or and it's not like actually showing it. They're not going to show porn on YouTube. They have other things, like they have Pornhub and other networks for all this stuff like that. But they're censoring everything, so they won't monetize their channels anymore. So that's cool. Making it so that way they don't get paid.
Yeah, well, in the weird, like, I think the shitty thing is that they're unmonetizing some videos, so you don't know when they unmonetize, so you could be making, you don't know when you stop making the money on the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess advertisers have the option to choose to still monetize on those videos, but they like, have to click something saying it, and obviously if you're an advertiser, you're most likely you're not going to do that unless mm-hmm. you're kind of raunchy. I don't know.
But I think it's pretty messed up.
It's kind of messed up, yeah. And it's just like, they guess they've had this rule, but then now they're just kind of enforcing it.
Yeah, I think it's a freedom of speech thing, kind of, that it's dealing with.
Maybe, but I don't know what the, like, what since they're getting paid for it, if it's different.
I don't know, because they don't, I don't know. It's a really tricky thing that they never really enforced it, and then all of a sudden, you're messing with people's money at that point.
And it sucks, because you could say one swear word.
But you gotta think, mm-hmm. like, some of those YouTube channels, they're predominantly, like, video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are the biggest grossing ones, like PewDiePie, and there's some other ones that are, like, really big. Like, they have the most following out there, and they're losing all their money because there's violence in the video games.
Yeah, and they said, like, sorry, I missed your comment in the Periscope, but they said something about, you know, like, you can't even talk about war.
Mm-mm.
It was very, like,
religion.
Yeah.
Politics.
It was very broad. Like, it they was, weren't specific at that. Like,
that, and it's much so shit. Much censorship.
Yeah, for something that's never been censored. Like, if...
Like, YouTube is a medium that it was so popular because there is such a freedom of speech on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of countries, like, I think it was Korea, might have been Korea, might have been China, it was somewhere in Asia, where they aren't even allowed to have YouTube because of the freedom that they have to post whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they're taking that away from people, which is very disappointing.
Someone said in the Periscope that they're selling the internet to Russia. Good comment. Oh, man. Okay. Well, after all that...
After all that...
I don't think it'll be enforced forever.
Well, we got some fun here on the podcast today, because we're going to talk about internet slang.
Let's do it.
Well, not all internet, but it's, you know, what the kids are saying these days. So, buckle up, sit down, grab a pen and paper if you want. You can try to figure out the definitions before Amanda does.
Yeah. So, name or about damn diet up there. So Megan's gonna quiz me because I'm terrible with slang and all the young
because
terms.
She works with people that aren't really our age, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're older, she's not exposed to it as much, whereas in my job, especially since I'm on the internet all the time, I get exposed to it a lot more, and I find myself using the terms, even though I'm gonna be 25 years old.
Woo! 25!
But I try to stay relevant. So...
Oh, and then after that, I have something prepared for Megan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A little something. Okay, so let's do this. All right. Bring it on.
So we're going to start out, you know, 2015 relevant. Like, you've heard this quite frequently.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, as the list goes down, it's going to get a little bit harder because we're throwing some new ones in there.
And just, is thought not on there or is it on there?
No, oh, it's on there.
Oh, okay. She had to.
We're just going to finish with that one.
I told her, I said, I don't know what thought is. Oh, someone said, what? Okay, we're going to explain this again for the scope people.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do slang, and I'm going to try and guess it.
Keep it so the first one is on fleek.
That's like when you're looking good.
You're on point.
Yeah.
Usually referred to eyebrows.
Yeah. That's how it started, I think.
Yeah, it was
right?
The Vine.
Like eyebrows on fleek.
Yeah, it was the Vine. No one really knows where the Vine really came from because it wasn't her account, I don't think. But she was just going off about her eyebrows, and then she said eyebrows on fleek, and it stuck, and people have been using it to this day.
Eyebrows on fleek. Okay.
Next. How about bae?
Bae is like, it's like your boyfriend or your honey. Like, that's my bae.
My babe. Yeah, it's an acronym, though.
But can you say that's bae? You can't say that is bae. Like, I don't know, right? Or no?
I mean, you can in the sense of, like, it's the same sense of that's goals.
Oh, okay. Das goals.
Do you know what that one is?
That's like, that's what you want to be. Like, everyone's like, Kylie Jenner is goals. And I'm like, get a life, goddamn it.
All right, how about basic?
Like, basic bitch, like, that's when you see the girls with the pumpkin spice latte and, you know, the whole...
You know, your life.
Yeah. I feel like they're gonna come through your roof.
They might. They might. We might have a special guest in the podcast. My neighbor
from up above. We're not talking about the man upstairs.
But basic, in a sense, is usually referred as a basic white girl. Okay. They never really talk about any other race or a man or anything like that. It's usually a basic white girl.
Why don't they have basic white man?
I don't know. They don't usually.
He's so basic in that polo, Ralph Lauren polo.
Look at him over there. How about shade? Throwing shade.
That's like when you're dissing someone. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Yeah. And you're like, oh. Like, I know everyone's always like, when you do the eyes, like, and you're like, that's throwing shade.
You don't really have to look at somebody a certain way to throw shade. Well, you could say shade.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, so, or you can be, like, really salty about something and say, like, undermined compliments or something. That's when you're throwing shade. And then usually people be like, wow, must be a lot of trees around here because it's getting awfully shady.
Wait, did they say YouTube in video? Oh, I don't know what that said. Something about YouTube.
All right, how about tea?
Sipping tea?
Yeah, what's that?
That's, like, when... You're gossiping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tea time.
Thanks, Snooki. Mm-hmm. I learned that from the Snooki.
How about yas?
Like, yas queen. That's all I know. Is that how it goes?
It's usually, like, when people are, like, it's usually in a lot of reference to, like, Lady Gaga or Beyonce or someone who's slaying the game. And it's...
Oh, my God.
I know. It was a lot. How about sickening?
When you home with the flu?
No, ma'am. Sickening in a sense is if the way that she dresses is sickening.
Oh, okay. So it's like a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So if someone's like, that dress is sick.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it's not in the term of what we used to remember it as, it being gross.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a good term. How about you ship it?
That's, like, in a relationship when you ship the two names, right? You're like, I would ship those two. Mm-hmm. Like, I always see people on YouTube saying with Shane and Lisa, they're like, oh, that ship goals. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God.
We ship it.
Yep.
How about FOMO?
I have no idea what FOMO. Fuck money.
You skipped the O's. It's the fear of missing out.
Oh, okay. Fear of missing out. God, I've never heard that one in my life.
Yeah, it's like if you're at home, like say that, okay, here's a good example. You work at a place where you don't make a lot of money, but all your friends make a lot of money, and they go out like every weekend, but you have to stay home. You have FOMO because you're missing out on all the fun. Oh, it's okay. Like a feeling or like a state of missing out.
Okay.
Yeah. Lit.
Oh, like... That's on, like, that's a good thing, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's lit. Like, that's on fire.
Mm-hmm. Like, that concert's about to be lit.
Yeah.
Or it
we're
going to
go get lit.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's two meetings.
Does that just mean go smoke?
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard that.
How about
song.
Fam? We out
fuck
here,
fam. Fuck me up, fam. I don't really know. I use it, but I have no idea what it means.
So, it's in reference to people that are close to you.
Oh, okay. So, it could be, like, your friends, but mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we're like fam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's just a generalization. Like, just a general group that okay. You're reaching out to. Snatched.
Snatched.
Like, Beyonce, she just looks snatched.
Like
her body was snatched.
That is one that just sounds so fucking stupid.
It's a new term for fleet. It's the 2016 version of fleet.
So you'd say, like, yeah, outfit or...
No, it's... A lot of it has in reference to, like, when someone's, like, really nicely, like, built.
Oh, okay.
Like, their body's snatched.
Okay.
Or, I guess you could use outfit, but it would not be, like, her outfit's snatched.
So it's, like, when someone has a nice body.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's mostly used for, but it's a fleet term.
Okay. Got it.
How about sis?
Sis or cyst?
Sis. S-I-S-I.
Cyst.
Or not S-I-S-I. S-I-S.
Like.
I spelled ISIS. When you exposed yourself.
When we are part of ISIS, but you don't want anyone to know.
Sis? That's like with sister? I don't know.
Yeah, it's close. So it's the new bro.
Oh, okay. This coffee's like hitting me weird. Sorry.
Yeah, I see that.
You see it in my brain? Like, oh.
Extra. She's being extra.
Like, she's being too much. Yeah. Like, she's overbearing.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say overbearing, guys.
OTP.
One true pairing. Who's I'm doing pretty good on this.
Who's your OTP?
Lady.
And who? You have to do a pairing.
Me.
Oh. You don't have, like, a celebrity OTP? Oh, but, like an OTP that, like, died that you would wish would come back.
Oh, like they broke up and come back? Oh, God. Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey.
Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. Man.
OTP.
That was for the days.
Take me back, fam.
Take me back. Put me in there, fam.
Netflix and chill.
That's like hook up, right? Like, yeah. They come over, and you say, let's Netflix
and chill. You turn the Netflix on, you get the popcorn. 5 minutes in, popcorn's on the flow.
Pants on the flow, shirts on the flow.
And then for the, you know, the people that don't really aren't into movies, it's Hulu and Hang.
Oh, Hulu and I have both. Shit.
Shit, you can do a lot at your house. Mm-hmm.
Come on over, guys.
Trash.
What is it?
Trash.
Oh, that's, like, nasty.
Like, she's straight trash.
Oh, like, she's straight up disgusting. Like, gross.
Yeah.
She a thought.
She a thought.
I think I used that correctly, right?
Yeah.
Woo!
Low key and high key. I think that she might like me.
Low key.
Mm-hmm.
That, I guess that one speaks for itself, right?
No, it doesn't. Amanda, you have to explain what it is.
That's like, she's low key into me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like.
But what's high key?
Overbearing. I don't know.
High
like,
key
it's
refers
obvious.
To something that's like said out loud. Where low-key is the opposite. Oh, so it's like, okay. Low-key, I need to go to the gym. But high-key, I want to go to Taco Bell.
Okay. My life.
My life bio. Retweet. Savage.
Oh, I don't know how to describe it, though. That's like when someone's being... Like
he's straight. He went in on her straight savage.
Yeah, like something like that. Like, he's like being...
Hardcore.
Like a ghetto. I don't know, it's a ghetto hard, person.
It's hardcore. No, it's not ghetto.
Not ghetto, okay. Hardcore. Hardcore Henry.
Straight up savage.
Is that all you have?
That's all I had. That was 20.
Whew.
That was 20.
We lost all of our periscopers.
Really?
What'd you put as our caption?
Make us famous.
Everyone's like, fuck that.
When they first came on, they're like, make me famous, and we're just ignored them.
Alright, we want to pause it, and then we'll go and do what I got for you?
No, you just keep going, because we don't have to stop the camera anymore. That's the only reason why we paused originally.
This
because
is where we put our commercial in.
Oh, if only we had sponsors. Hashtag spawn.
We're sponsored by, nobody.
Wait, I'll take this time to, announce our big announcement, or should I announce it at the end?
You know what? Do a little PSA.
All right, you guys. Big things coming here. So we have signed up with Patreon, and if you haven't heard of Patreon, basically it's kind of like a crowdfunding. So if you like what we're doing and you want to give us money so we can make it better for you guys, so we can get a new microphone, then... you can go on there and donate, and basically however much you donate, it tells you like dollar amount will do something for you. So we're gonna like put extra content on there, like minisodes, if you guys start donating, that only you guys can hear if you donate. We can send you care packages,
and I mean, with funding we can do a lot more. I know we do have a lot of ideas that we want to actually do. We want to do t-shirts, but we can't do any of that with our own funds. So
we pour.
Any way that you guys want to help with the podcast, for better equipment, for fan, you know, merchandise, or even just fan episode like Amanda was talking about. That's what we want to do.
Yeah. So I'm going to put the link on our Facebook, everywhere in the description below. But our name on Patreon is Not So Sober Thoughts Podcast. And it says you can charge per month, but you can also do a one-time donation. And it says, like, don't get gifts, but we're going to give you something no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like a shout-out. It tells you everything on there. But we would love it. And right now I put our goal as $50 because that's how much it would cost to get us another new microphone because the other one broke. And, yeah, and then we're probably going to put some videos and all the fun things on there. So if you want to donate, that's what Sober Thoughts Podcast on Patreon.com.
Nice PSA.
Thanks. I put a lot of effort into that. Okay, guys. So since Megan did slang that, like, all the young kids are talking about, I figured we need to put some important people that most young people probably would not know and see if Megan can guess who they are.
I'm not very good at this.
It's going to show you a face. I'm going to do the one that I did before with you. And then it's going to give you two options. So at least it gives you a little up hand. So you got 50-50 chance. So we already did this one. Should I show the Periscopers who
is it?
Okay, guys. I'm not close enough, so never mind. We're not doing that. But Pope Francis was our first one. Who's our second guy? Is it Barack Obama or Martin Luther King Jr.?
I'm going to have to say Barack on this one.
That's correct. Okay. Number three. Who's the person of the year on Time Magazine? AIDS researchers or Ebola fighters?
Ebola fighters.
Correct.
I am so smart.
Number four. The protester or the Afghan girl?
The Afghan girl. Oh, the protester.
Actually, I think I would have got that wrong, too. Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, I know who Steve Jobs is. That's my man.
Rudy Giuliani or Ben Bernanke?
Rudy.
Ben.
I don't even know who those people are.
Me neither, but Vladimir Putin or Boris Yeltsin?
Boris Nelson, whatever.
Vladimir. We should have probably known that one. Okay. I think it. Okay, never mind. Ken Starr or Rudy Giuliani?
Ken Starr?
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, no. You just picked one for me.
Oh, sorry. We'll skip that one. Man of the Year, Mikhail Gorbachev or Boris Yeltsin?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is. First one.
Okay. You got it.
That was him.
It was Mikhail Gorbachev. Okay. Is this that name or that name? These are really fucking long names. I'm sorry.
She looks Filipino, so she's the president of the Philippines.
There we go. Time. Okay. You should know this one. Ronald Reagan or Peter something?
That's Ronald McDonald right there.
Girl. Muhammad something or, yeah. These are fucking long names. Why did I pick this? I don't know.
Muhammad.
Yeah, he looks like a Muhammad. Nope, never mind. Henry Kissinger or Joseph McCarthy?
Henry.
If you want to, you know, Google these names while we're looking up. JFK or Richard Nixon?
That's Nixon.
Proud of ya.
JFK was too good looking.
Dwight D. Eisenhower or Lyndon B. Johnson?
That's Eisenhower.
That's Johnson!
You didn't know either. You didn't know.
I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Robert McNarma or William Westmoreland? Moreland.
William Westmoreland.
He's like a general looking guy. I don't know. Dwight D. Eisenhower or Nikita Khrushchev?
Okay, that's Eisenhower.
That's Eisenhower?
Yep. They were just two white old guys. I got them confused.
Pope John XXIII or Charles de Gaulle?
Charles.
Correct. Elizabeth II or Vivian Leigh?
Who's Vivian Leigh?
You know, we're supposed to know, but I don't know.
Elizabeth II.
They should give us a little bio. Neville Chamberlain or Winston Churchill?
I think that's Winston.
Yep. Joseph Stalin or Benito Mussolini?
Benito. Oh, no.
That's a murder. I don't know half these either. Henry A. Wallace or Franklin D. Roosevelt?
Henry A. Wallace. Oh, no.
We don't know our presidents.
I don't know what they look like.
You'll get this one.
That's Gandhi.
Orville Wright or Charles Lindbergh?
Oh, that's hard.
I think it's Charles.
They're around the same time. Charles Lindbergh.
Correct. That is it. That is all I have.
What did he do?
I think he Lindbergh. Did something with planes, right?
No, that was Orville.
I don't know. We're out of school.
We could look that up after.
I don't know any of those people except for Barack Obama.
We knew Gandhi. Didn't we take a class or something and we'd watch a video of Gandhi, or was that in high school?
I did, in middle school. His whole life story.
Long.
When did he die?
I don't know.
He died while we were alive, right?
I don't know. Probably.
We're not good with history.
History's not our strong suit. That's why we got smart friends, though.
Yeah. We're not the smart ones of the group.
Lady, you want to take us out?
Lady, you have anything that you need to add to the podcast?
She said, hold on. Get up here. Come on.
She said, come on. Hold on. I have something to say.
All right. What do you have to say?
Please donate to the Patreon so that way I can get all the treats.
Please.
Thank you and good night.
Please donate. We would love it. And we'd shout you out for sure. You can sponsor it even. Let's see. I thought you were going to make us famous. That's what someone said.
We are.
We said make us famous. What the hell? Is that what, right?
I don't know. Megan, I don't remember what we said.
Megan, this is her first time scoping. First time making the scope, so
I'll just be back here, you know, making out with my dog.
Okay, any questions on the Periscope, ask away now. If not, we will end this shiznit because it's Labor Day weekend and we just want a nap.
We're tired.
We drank last night.
I still got my jammies on.
Megan got all dolled up for this podcast.
Hey, I covered my rosacea.
Oh, and if you're listening to this on iTunes or Google Play, I believe you can go watch this on Periscope if it's still Monday. I think it stays on there for a day.
So. Yeah, you watch it on our Twitter?
Or our Twitter. I believe so. Mm-hmm. But I think it deletes itself on Periscope after a day.
No, it stays on Twitter.
You sure?
No, but I think so.
All right. Okay, guys. Make sure to go follow us on Instagram, Snapchat. All the things will be listed down below in the description. Check us out on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Follow us on all the things. And we will talk to you all next week.
Happy holiday weekend. Goodbye!
Bye. Lady, shut up!